Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us. I'm doing this show from beautiful, sunny Malta, where it got really hot way too fast. I think spring was like a drive-by. But I do want to announce on this show, with permission from Healthy Life Radio, that I have a new media television series that comes out of New York from Bold Brave TV. Every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, and 6 p.m. in Malta, 5 p.m. in the U.K., and we cover things about the Mediterranean. So the show is called Mediterranean Inspired. It's live. You can call in, and I'd love to have both shows going Wednesdays here at Healthy Life Radio, and I will promote my show here at Healthy Life on my new media series at Bold Brave TV. So check it out. You can even just go to YouTube and type in Mediterranean Inspired and put in Emily and mine will come up. So I hope you enjoy it and I hope you join me there. And this show is still all about healing and it's really geared towards authors and people that have committed their life to the study of whatever it is that they're putting out there. And I want to keep it that way. So without further ado, one of my most treasured authors, who I know in person, I love everything she has ever put down in print. We have Amy B. Scher on the line with us, and we are going to go into all the latest things you've been doing. So, Amy, welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I actually went and put that in YouTube as you said it, and I'm ready to watch it when I get off of this show. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. You know, it's funny. My mother, I love her so much, but she was never, you know how your mother is like your biggest fan? My mother was more, she thought my friends were much more successful than me most of the time. So, like, here's an example. I love her. I really love her. But, like, my book, The Body Heals Itself, was translated into Chinese, which for me was a huge success.
Huge!
And I pulled it out of the box, and I said, Mom, my book's in Chinese! And she goes, yeah, but it's not like anybody's going to read it, right? Like, that's my mother.
Boy.
So this new show, Mediterranean Inspired, my mother is like, I can't get enough. It's the best show on television. I'm telling everyone they have to watch it. I've never had that kind of love from her on anything that I have done. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope everybody that watches enjoys it.
Yes, I can't wait to see it. I will join your mother in watching every day.
Every week. Thank you, thank you. It's a lot of fun. And we do food. We just really, I'm in love with food. I'm in love with Mediterranean cuisine, and I'm in love with GMO-free, toxic-free, you know, all the good stuff. So we do that. We dive in, and it's a lot of fun. But anyway, enough about me. Amy was just on Good Morning America for a Knock It Out of the Park book. But before we jump to that book, I want to actually platform it. So let's start with, like, I want you to introduce to everyone who's listening the original, How to Heal Yourself When No One Else Can, and then the order of books that you've done, and then let's take it up into the last and latest so that we can focus on all of it and then go from there. Is that cool?
Thank you. That sounds good. If I can remember the order, this will be a test. Let's see if I can do it. So thank you so much, Emily, for having me on the show. I am Amy B. Scher, as you announced, and I have multiple books. Most of my books are about self-healing. So my first book is called How to Heal Yourself When No One Else Can. And I have a series of those books now and a brand new Oracle card deck that just came out yesterday. And all of my How to Heal Yourself books cover how to release emotional blocks to become your happiest, healthiest self. So how to release stuck emotions, how to shift our beliefs, how to change old, outdated patterns like people-pleasing, and I'm sure there are a lot of nods out there right now, and perfectionism, all of these things that cause stress on our body. And so my books and my techniques are about how to release that stuck energy in the body to really allow the nervous system and the immune system to come into balance and help you heal. So those books, my first one, How to Heal Yourself When No One Else Can, is primarily for people with chronic or chronic illness or ongoing symptoms. And then I have How to Heal Yourself from Anxiety, which is for people with anxiety, and How to Heal Yourself from Depression, which is for people experiencing depression. And then the Oracle card deck that came out yesterday is for anyone who feels blocked in any area of their life. So that's for everyone. Should I keep going with my books? I think I have two I didn't talk about.
I know which one you've already skipped because it's one of my favorite books.
Yes, okay, so the one I skipped. Yes, so the one I skipped because I don't know what order it goes in, and it's easier to talk about this way, is my memoir called This Is How I Saved My Life. And it's my personal story of how I came to all the self-healing work, because to be completely honest, I was not interested in healing until I had to heal myself from a chronic debilitating illness. I had chronic Lyme disease, and I was hugely debilitated at one point in a wheelchair and had been all over the world in search of a cure and discovered, as many of us do, that we must find the cure within ourselves. And that book is all about my journey to India for an experimental stem cell transplant, what I learned there, what I brought home, what I discovered, the untapped healing potential inside of me, and really how I moved on with my life into full health, which is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but I've been well now for much over a decade, which was just longer than I was sick. So a huge accomplishment for me.
That book, I still am waiting for it to come out into film, and I still think it's on its way.
I think
what you're doing right now is going to put you right on that path, to be honest. I think you're going to get into spaces that you weren't able to get into until now. But Amy's book, This Is How I Saved My Life, I finished it on the airplane. Remember this? Because I put her on the show years back about this book. But I was reading the book on the airplane, and I was giggling like crazy. I could not stop laughing at certain parts. And I'm flying by myself, and whoever was next to me would kind of look over. But then I got to a part in the book where I'm crying my eyes out reading this book on the plane, and then I like put a bookmark in because I have to catch my breath and, you know, just so many things, because your loss was very similar to mine, but I was 13, and it triggered, you know, it was like, oh my God, you know, nobody can ever understand somebody else's pain. So when people answer with like, oh, I totally understand, it's not really true. You can't fully, because it's not you. But it definitely reached a place in me that I don't often visit, to be honest, because I've done so much healing work around it, but it's always going to be there. It's that beautiful gold crack in my vase of life. But when I read yours, I just cried and cried, and I couldn't stop myself on this airplane trip, but I finished the whole book on that same flight because I couldn't. I only put it down for a few minutes to sort of calibrate and rebalance, but that book, This Is How I Saved My Life, you know, Amy's giving such a quick elevator pitch, but I'm going to do the way that I talk about you when you're not there. So I tell people about this book, and I say, I have a really dear friend who's a fellow author. She had end-stage Lyme disease and chose to do a surprising, never-been-done-before stem cell treatment in India that had as much chance of killing her as it did of curing her. And though that was successful, she still had to learn all of her own self-healing, because when you only treat the physical body, you have to learn the other sides. And that's why she's become the mega author that she is in the self-help healing series that she is. And I just think you're a badass up and down, through and through, overall. And you know what? You and I could easily be competitive because we write similar stuff in that capacity, and there's no way. You're like such a force to be reckoned with and such a power woman. I cannot for a second imagine not just looking at you, feeling towards you with the most reverence, awe, and respect for for the work you do, for everything you've earned. I'm so happy for you and not a single bit jealous, but very excited for you. And I just, I think you're magnificent. I think you're amazing in person, and I think that people should run to get that book. This is how I saved my life. Now, that's
Thank
it. I gave you
Emily.
A bigger pitch than yours. Now let's
you
go to your latest that just put you... What?
You gave me the biggest, best pitch I've ever heard. I'm in tears over here. Thank you so, so much, and you know how much I cherish and honor our friendship and your work, too. I have all your books right here on my bookshelf next to my desk, and I'm just so happy our paths have crossed.
Well, you know, Amy was you were a huge change maker for me in my life because I had a different literary agent through most of my books. And then I started picking Amy's brain. First of all, let me backtrack. I found Amy because I was at Barnes & Noble and I always went to my favorite book section and my book, The Body Heals Itself, was coming out in just a few months. And all of a sudden, I look on the shelf, and there's a book called How to Heal Yourself When No One Else Can. And I start looking through it, and I'm like, oh, holy crap, this is so similar to my book, except my book is fully on muscles, and your book is more on emotional freedom technique and energetics and things like that. So I immediately open it up to who published this book, and I realized we had the same publisher, which tells a lot. So I emailed our publicist and said, please, please, you must give me her email address. I have to reach out to her. And that's how we became friends. And you were so generous with your time, with your energy, sharing names of contacts. And then not only did she do that, but some months later when I had my follow-up book, Whole Body Healing, I started asking Amy a lot of questions because she's a killer marketing guru that I am not. And I started asking a lot of questions, and this is what Amy said to me. She goes, I don't want to offend or hurt your feelings, but it may be time for you to level up. Do you want to meet my agent? And that was a huge game changer. And after I signed with Steve, our combined agent, I flew to New York to Amy's house and met Steve in person and Amy in person and all these other magnificent, fabulous other authors in person. And it changed the trajectory of my career and my life because, you know, doing the show, I meet wonderful people. But meeting these people in person, that's something totally different. And that all began with you. That's what I mean by you being a powerful woman that has no space or time for that kind of competitive BS. It's like we're all in this. We're all doing our thing. We're all working. You show up to help or don't come.
Yes. I totally agree. We're all in this, and I love that you talk about the competitiveness or the jealousy and just bring that out because that is so prevalent, especially I think in writing communities and maybe professional circles of women and everywhere really. But really we are all in this together, and if we are all helping each other, it can only bring all of us up. And I really try to answer every email and help in every way I can. And I remember that exchange and me thinking, she has to get to the next level. And because I had a connection that I thought could help you, why not? Right? Like, I think that that's the question is, you know, so many people are used to asking, what can I get from this? So the question is, why not help this person? Why not? It's so easy.
Exactly.
To just reach out that hand, and why not? It's so, and I have loved every step of the way, seeing where you're going and what you're doing, and just couldn't be more excited for you. So this is how it's supposed to work.
It is how it's supposed to work, but you have to find your people to make that work. Otherwise, you're chasing. In fact, I was a guest teacher last week and the week before for my daughter's school. For her, she's in what would be middle school in America. It's secondary school here in Malta. But I was the guest teacher for what's called PSHE class, which is Personal Social Emotional Health Education. And I taught anxiety management and regulating our thoughts by way of our body. And I did this for 11 and 12 and 13-year-olds because I don't feel like we teach our youth enough or early enough or have real conversations that can make a change ahead before you have to start going to a therapist because anxiety has taken you over, or depression, or whatever it is that takes you down. And when I explain to children that in your life, something is going to take you down. Nobody's coming out of it unscathed. So if I can help arm you with some knowledge, that's what I'm here to do. And the kids were at first giggly and uncomfortable, and then I really like, I have no time for this. I'm handing you gold. Take it, because somewhere later you're going to remember something that I said today. I don't know what it is. I don't know when or how, but some information that I gave you, because I gave them all these tricks to breathe and to not draw attention to yourself, but still get your regulating system going. And they all ended up walking away really jazzed and excited at what they were learning. I saw the kids practicing with their fingers later because I gave really simple things. But I wanted to do that because I just don't think there's enough of us in the world right now that are being heard. And you do such a great job. So before we get to the latest and greatest, you have a new class that you're offering right now. Do you want to tell people?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I would love to tell people. I have a few more spots. So I'm doing, starting June 17th, I am doing a six-week How to Heal Yourself live program where through 6 weeks I'm going to take a cohort, a healing cohort, a smallish group of people through the highlights of my How to Heal Yourself series. I have so many friends and fans who love the book and use the book, and it has been so fun to take people through this live. So I did one run of it and immediately had people going, can we do it again? And so many of those people are coming back, and we have a few new people coming in too. And I'm really going to be doing the work in the book with my students. Every week for 6 weeks, we're going to be doing the work. We're going to be working on calming the nervous system. We're going to be working on doing releasing stuck emotions from the body, shifting our beliefs, installing positive emotions, really taking what's in all of my books and distilling it into one place live with me. So it's going to be a fun healing summer for anybody who wants to join. They can go to my website and find it. They can message me, find me on Instagram, wherever. I'm very available. So wherever you find me, I will reply.
I love that. I love people that reply because, you know, I've actually, over the years, I used to reach out to all my favorite authors and message them. And I'll tell you, I think you know this author, Echo Bodine. Do you know her?
I recognize her name. I don't know her personally, though.
Okay. So I hand wrote her a letter in the 1990s before email was out. I read her book, Echoes of the Soul, which put me on a full different path studying shamanism and different things. Mm. And I wrote her a letter so long ago, and she hand wrote me one back. And it is still to this day on my bookshelf in an envelope. And The Body Heals Itself was picked up by an Indian publisher, Yogi Traditions. And on the author page, I am seated right next to Echo Bodine as their authors. And I ended up finally getting her on the show. And it was like, it was so huge. It was such a big full circle moment for me. But you responding to these people, you're doing what she did for me all those years ago. You know, it's
thank
so
you.
Special. And thank you. From yes, somebody
course,
who really understands that. Yeah,
I do. I really find it interesting because I respond to all of my emails by
me
myself.
Too.
To, you know, all my own emails, and I respond to every single one. And so over the years, I realized that most authors, in fact, most people don't respond. I don't know what's going on out there. For me, this seems, I can't believe this, but most people, when they reply, say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you replied. And it's really interesting on the other end, and I'm sure we're going to get here, but I just had a book come out yesterday, a travel guide by National Geographic, and there are over 1,000 businesses that my co-author and I included in that book of great places to eat, fun gift shops around the world, inclusive and safe theater spaces, and just really like all these businesses. And we've been writing to them, these businesses, and it's just the two of us. It's a very big undertaking, but we were excited and we want to tell them they're in this new great National Geographic book. And I cannot tell you, Emily, the majority don't respond. It has been few and far between that do respond. And I'm really seeing that this is why people are so excited when I respond to their emails, because people just don't respond. And there were so many people who we wanted to put in the National Geographic book and maybe had a question about their business and just didn't respond. They just didn't respond and probably had no idea what they were missing being included in. But just a simple kindness of a response goes such a long way, right? And I know that you and I do that. It is really important. You and I would have never connected if we didn't get those responses, both from each other and from whoever, you know, who you reached out to get my email address. This is how we connect.
You know, I could not agree more because I am shocked how many people I've reached out to. Even here in Malta, Llewellyn is not a, it's not on their book distributor list at all. So to get my book, The Taste of Joy, into the bookstores here, I had to become my own distributor, believe it or not. And it took me 7 months of chasing down and finally just saying, forget it. I'm just going to order myself and bring it to the bookstores and get them in because I could, it was just disgusting how hard it was. Not just from over here in Malta, but on the American side too.
No, everywhere. Nobody responds. It's really interesting. I teach a How to Build Your Business course for energy healing practitioners, people in the heart-centered practitioner space. And my number one thing to running a good business is respond. Reply to emails, reply to phone calls, just respond. And it seems so simple, but really is one of the best tips.
It's absolutely the number one. I agree, and I have more on that. We got to take a quick commercial break, but don't worry. We have Amy B. Scher on the line, and we are nowhere near done with this. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscle's emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscle's emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and today we have Amy B. Scher, and that's S-H-E-R, Amy B. Scher, on the line with us, author of how to heal yourself when no one else can, how to heal yourself from anxiety when no one else can, how to heal yourself from depression when no one else can. This is how I saved my life. And her newest book, Out in the World, an LGBTQIA plus and friends travel guide to more than 120 destinations around the world, published by the one and only National Geographic. And if you haven't seen this book, the photos, the quality of paper, the color of everything is phenomenal, beyond phenomenal. And Malta is part of this book. I'm very honored to say that Malta is considered, of the EU, the number one most welcoming country for the LGBTQ community, is what they've been voted many years in a row, including this year. So that's really exciting. I'm very happy. And I'm thrilled for you, Amy, and for your co-author, Mark Jason Williams. And you were just on Good Morning America this week, so let's just jump in there and get to it.
It's been a fun week for sure. It's been a fun week. And then on my Good Morning America appearance day, I had a Oracle card deck come out. So I don't know which way's up right now, but it's been a very fun week.
That is amazing. You know, I love that, though, that high energy flow. You got to be in it and ride it because, you know, it's not always that high energy. That, you know, the parts working are down and hard, and then now you're riding it. I want to jump into Out in the World because I want to start from the beginning of was it your idea? Was it his idea? Like, take me from the start.
Yeah, it was actually both of our ideas. So we're both married. We both, you know, we're both part of the LGBTQI plus community. And we both felt like there just wasn't a book that was for inclusive travel that wasn't just hotspots and pride parades, which neither of us want to go on vacation and do exclusively. And so we decided, and, you know, we both travel with our moms. We both take our moms on vacation. We both travel with our straight friends. We both travel, you know, with family. And we really wanted to write a book where we could all go to the same places. We didn't understand why the LGBTQI plus community was in, like, a little section or a little chapter as an afterthought in a book or its own book, but, again, with the hot spots and pride parades. We were like, there's so many great places that we can take our moms to, that we go with our friends to. Why aren't we all in a book together? And that's where the idea of the book comes from. And me with my, you know, with my interest and my focus on healing and happiness and just really how to be ourselves, this book really fit for me. Like, where can we all go in the world to be ourselves? I think travel is one of the things that helps us become who we really are, sometimes that helps us find who we really are. And this just felt like a fun new project for me. And so, yeah, we met in New York City, and I was presenting on a panel, on a writing panel, and he attended the talk. And we just met, and then we ended up taking a couple of the same classes and really just wanted to create this and put it out in the world. And National Geographic saw our vision, which was so amazing, too.
I mean, that right there. Okay, I have to ask a question, and please forgive me for my ignorance. But the LGBTQ, I know, but it seems like it gets longer all the time. So
it does, and I think using
IA plus, what does that even mean?
So this kind of gets a little bit tricky with what it means and what it means to different people. So it means, so we're using LGBTQIA plus now, which is as inclusive as we can get. It means lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, and asexual. It is also easier and perfectly acceptable just to say queer, which encompasses most of how people identify. So that, it's really interesting because my mom, when I say that, my mom says, oh, that used to be so derogatory. We weren't supposed to say that.
I was just going to say that.
Right.
Okay.
And now queer has become sort of a phrase that most people feel like they can identify with in some way. And so I always tell people who are confused about what to say queer. It's one word. It's all encompassing. It's, it's really inclusive. But that is what all of those different letters mean. And it does keep getting longer because we're trying to accommodate everyone, but it also keeps getting longer and more confusing, so people are afraid to use it or don't know what it means. So I say queer is the easiest and most inclusive phrase you can use right now.
That's fascinating, because I do feel like saying the word queer to me feels painful when
right?
I say the word, because it does, because it feels, because it used to be such an offensive word. I hate to say it like this, but to me, it feels similar to like if somebody were to say the N-word. Like these words to me are incredibly offensive and racist towards whatever it is. It's just fascinating, because now the word queer turning positive, I don't know that, like I still say LGBTQ, but then the
yeah.
whole AI or, you know, it's too long. Like I didn't know what those stood
yeah.
for, to be honest.
But it's
weird.
Yeah. So the word queer is so interesting. People's response to it is very generational. So really young people, like people in their 20s, they don't have a negative connotation with the word queer. It's their parents and grandparents that do. And so it's really interesting. So young people, typically I hear them using queer more than anyone else. And that's a really feel good word to them for the most part. And so I feel like, and right, I have always used LGBTQ. And so the IA has been an addition in the last few years. But I feel like LGBTQ plus LGBTQIA plus, like, there's so many different ways to do it. Queer is, I think, becoming, especially in the more progressive states, sort of the norm. And again, the way to use one word that everybody understands. But I understand your resistance to it. We're about the same age, and I feel the same way.
I turned 50 this year. That is the generational. This year I'm turning 50.
Yeah.
So I come from, because I'm a good 10 plus years older than you are.
No, you're not. You're not. I'm getting there. I'm close. I'm going to be 45 this year.
You're going to be 45?
I am going to be 45 this year, in just a few months, this summer.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when you were, like, 40 under 40 or whatever it was. You were a huge part of, like, the Forbes community.
I was 30 under 30. Can you believe? That was what it was. Was I 30 under 30? Maybe I was 40 under 40, but I was much closer to the 30 then, but time really flies.
You might have been 30 under 30, but have I known you for more than 10 years? That can't be.
No, but
that
I must have
be.
Been. Then I must
no.
have been 40 under 40, but I was probably, I was definitely a lot less than 40 at that point.
Wow. Okay,
I don't know.
We'll remember
have to go back
that
and figure this out.
She is so much younger than me, and it is. It's an interesting thing, because I am coming up on 50, and all the years of studying and training and all the things I've done since the 1990s on studying the body and body healing and how the body works. And when I was in my 30s, people didn't respect me yet as an author on healing until I threw down what I've really done and studied since I was 18, you know, in college and beyond. But now, being this age, like, I feel like I walk in the space, any space, and I can successfully own it, because I have earned it from, you know, more than 25 years of constant studying. But we got to take a quick commercial break. We're still on this. We're coming right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Franz's Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, if you're just tuning in. And we have mega power woman, author, you name it, Amy B. Scher, S-H-E-R, Amy B. Scher. And I believe your website is amybscher.com, but you correct me. What's your website?
Yes, it is, but it actually has a C in there. It's S-C-H-E-R.
Not Lucy, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
S-C-H-E-R, Amy B. Scher, S-C-H-E-R, but you pronounce it like Scher the singer, right?
Correct.
Yes, you said that the first time we met on the show. I mean, we met before that, but I liked the way you said it on the show. Okay, so you have a new Oracle card deck on healing, and here's what I'm proposing then. We used to do this show live, but then when I moved to Malta, I was so nervous about losing internet because we're on this tiny, tiny island and you just can't guarantee. So this is pre-recorded every week. So when you guys hear this show, it will be last week that we recorded it, which is the 12th of June. So if you, I wish you could do it for somebody that could call in, but in that place, maybe you could do it for me. So could you take me through what you would do if I were in search? Which I always am. So can I be your guinea pig?
Sure. I can also intend for anybody listening to be part of the reading and do like sort of a collective reading, if that sounds good too.
Sounds great.
Okay. So what I have in front of me is I have my new How to Heal Yourself Oracle card deck. And on the cards, there are either 50 cards, and it comes with a booklet. And the 50 cards have emotions to release and install on them. And the idea behind the cards and the technique is that we all have stuck emotions in our body that we need to release to become our happiest, healthiest self. The emotions become blocked. And there are also emotions that we can install into our bodies, energy that we can install into our bodies to help support us in moving forward in our health and happiness. And so what I'm going to do is use these cards, shuffle these cards, and pick a few cards collectively for anybody, including you, Emily, anybody who is listening right now, listening later, to see what emotions we can release in order to unblock ourselves. And I'll just, since the show is called All About Healing, I will just intend for us to release any emotions blocking our healing. And whatever that means to you is good, whether you're struggling with a physical symptoms, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, you can hold this intention. So I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the deck in front of me, and I'm going to pick a card, and I'm going to read to you what emotion I've chosen for us to release. And the emotion is feeling powerless, and that is such an interesting emotion and so relevant to so many of us, whether we feel powerless in our career, powerless in health, powerless whatever, this feeling of powerless really gets to us. And powerless is connected often to the solar plexus chakra, which is right interconnected to your digestive system. So a lot of people who have digestive symptoms feel powerless and vice versa. So we're going to go ahead and release this using my sinus test and tap technique. And when I say sinus, it is spelled T-H-Y-M-U-S. This is the master gland of your immune system that sits behind your breastbone. If you find where the notch of your neck is, where a bow tie would be, and you go an inch below that, you'll feel sort of like a slightly raised area in your chest. Behind that is your thymus gland. What you're going to do is go ahead and just tap on that area of your breastbone, which, again, is just about an inch below the notch of your neck where a bow tie or a tie would sit. And I want you to hold the intention on releasing or tapping out the energy of powerlessness. And the reason we're tapping on the thymus gland is because it is the master gland of the immune system and also connected to your energy system. The tapping or the percussive effect helps to send a swoosh of energy through your system to clear that powerlessness right out. So go ahead and tap there, hold the intention of releasing powerless, and repeat after me. Let go, let go, let go. And one more time as you tap, let go, let go, let go.
Let go.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and do one more, which I just picked is undeserving. Go ahead and release undeserving the same way. Start tapping. Hold your intention to release undeserving, especially as far as you feel undeserving to heal or be happy. And repeat after me. Let go, let go, let go.
Let go, let go.
Let go, let go, let go.
Let go.
And finally, to complete this process, we're going to install one positive emotion. And I went ahead and grabbed out of the deck, and this is going to be funny, but the installed emotion we need is deserving, which is the opposite of what we just released. So I think that works. Go ahead and tap on that.
Oh, yeah.
Place. Yeah, and this time you're just going to hold the intention of installing that positive emotion of feeling deserving. So go ahead and imagine tapping that energy right into your system and repeat after me. Installing, installing, installing. Installing, installing, installing. And take a big, deep breath. And the little booklet that comes with the deck gives you a ton of questions, and really an abundance of questions in each of several categories, career, money, love, relationships, and health, to actually help you do these sessions for yourself and just release a bunch of emotions and install a bunch of positive ones to clear those blocks and move forward in really any area of your life. It really is such a fun product.
I was wondering what words you were going to use. You used installing, but I was wondering, you know, like what would be the opposite of let go? Like,
yeah, installing. Context. We want to install that good new energy in there.
That's fascinating. It's incredible. It's funny. I pitched for a card deck a couple years ago, and it never got picked up. So I'm really happy that you did.
Thank you. And let me tell you, Emily, just so you hear the backstory, because right on social media, we only see how did that person do that or that person is doing a million things. I have pitched this card deck multiple times to multiple publishers over the years, and it never went anywhere. And I try about every 2 years, and it finally got picked up. So you keep trying with your card deck, because these things are just timing sometimes. I can't tell you how many times I've been rejected over this card deck.
That's good to know, because I did mine. I found this amazing illustrator. I pitched it all around, but it was with my former agent who never got anything picked up except for the stuff I already did. So he just negotiated the contracts, really. It's sort of interesting, and I'd love to know your take on this, but when I moved to Malta, I don't have a work visa here. And so for the first time in over 20 years, I am not in body work of any kind on this island. And I don't study it anymore. Like, I came to like a hard stop, but I was already transitioning into other spaces because I have two children and my world is very different at this point. And even though I was still learning all the way up until we moved, and I will always keep the knowledge, it's not necessarily where I am anymore. So I'm going to explain all this, and then after the commercial break, I want to hear your take. But I feel like I fully reinvented myself over here, writing with the tourism magazine, following the farmers, and I've created something entirely new. And I still teach bodywork on TV here in Malta. I bet you did not know that, but I teach on a wellness show in Malta. I'm one of the regular guests, and I'm on almost every Saturday, and I've been on more than 40 episodes since I've been here. But other than the TV show, I've really stepped sideways out of it, and I don't really know where I want it to settle in my life. But I want to take a commercial break, and then I want to hear your thoughts. So everybody, we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. Just before the commercial, I asked Amy a question regarding myself, that I've spent all the years studying body healing, body work, and I've written, literally I've written everything I know. They're in my books. There's nothing more to, I'm not learning more because I'm here in Malta without a work visa, and I don't want to be in practice over here and find somebody to hire me, and then I'm working in a way that I don't want to work anymore. And when Amy and I both are part of a book called Finding Your Calm, we each wrote a chapter in there. And I felt like it was sort of a closing ceremony for me. But if they were to call me and say, I want you to write a book on any of the healing aspects, I could knock a book out fast, to be honest. But it's just not where I'm at anymore. And I'd love to know how you feel about that, because you've also taken some steps into other areas.
Yeah, so this is so funny you talk about this, because a few years ago, I basically quit doing energy work. I stopped seeing clients. I took a break from writing about it. I too had felt like I said everything I wanted to say. And I went in different directions, travel, and I teach business classes and do coaching for people who want to write books for book proposals. And it's really funny because after a little while, after probably a little bit more than a year, I started to come back to it. I started to realize that I was just burnt out, that I wasn't really done with it. And now I sort of found a really good balance. I still teach my business classes. I still, you know, help authors with book proposals. I'm writing travel. And I brought the healing work back in a way that's a piece of things, not all of my things. And I think that is the restructure I needed. But I was so sure, Emily, I told my wife, I want to just go work in a shoe store. I want to do something from 9 to 5 where I just get to, like, talk with happy people and be done at the end of the day. And I was sure. I talked about giving all of my courses away. I was going to close down my website. I mean, I was as sure as I'd ever been about everything that I was done. And a few of my friends said, I think you might just need a minute. Just give yourself a minute before you make any decisions. And sure enough, it's been a few years now, and I'm writing a new book. I do have more to say, but not in the same way I ever did. Those new experiences and the new energy within me have taken me in new directions. So I'm not done talking about healing, but I do feel like, you know, and I'm sure this is true for you, when you write several books, you write about the same thing in different ways, and now I'm ready in my healing work to write about new things. And so I think that's where I was getting caught up, as well as doing the same thing in different ways, and I really wanted to just end that type of healing book. Like, I'm not probably going to have another healing book that's like How to Heal Yourself series. I want to talk more about their spirituality. I want to talk more about the heart. I want to talk more about the messages that our bodies are receiving at a big level. Like, what are our bodies calling us toward? And it feels like a different energy to me. So it's interesting. I'm back in it, and it feels really good, and it's energizing, not draining like it used to be. So I'll be interested to see how it goes for you too.
Well, it's interesting, because it is different over here, because I'm not working per se. I write for the tourism magazine, but I'm on their local Malta television wellness series. I've been on more than 40 episodes since I moved here. 40. I am on TV in Malta almost every Saturday on Hygieia. And even yesterday I went into the bakery and this woman said, I watched you on TV. Yes, make massage. You know, and I was like, well, I used to. And she's like, do you hear? And I was like, no, I'm not in practice. And I'm not allowed to take money. So I have everybody, you know, I'll pay you cash. No, my husband's company is here on a grant. I am not allowed to work here. Now, I still have my stuff in the United States, so it's fine. My publishers are American. I do have I'm working with a Maltese publisher for my next book on the farmers and all that, and that's different because they can pay my American bank. But over here, I am not allowed. So I've put everything I know, everything I've studied since the late 1990s, nonstop. I have been on the study of the body, anatomy, kinesiology, physiology. I went back to school 20 years after undergrad to get a master's in human performance just to beef up my bios for what I'm writing. I did that. My children came to my graduation ceremony. It was that late in the game. And I got it in 2018, but I've never walked away from studying. But over here, there's nothing here that I would want to study, and I feel really peaceful with the things I've written. But again, if somebody said, could you please write a book on any number of things in healing, I could sit down and knock out a book in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, really, on those subjects. But I'm still finding outlets. That's why I taught at the school, and that's why I'm on television here. But I think for my writing, I am stepping into a new area, and I am really happy. But I'll never walk away from healing because it's such a part of my family and my life and the, you know, what I can do. But I think my writing on that is pretty, I'm okay. I have written everything I could peacefully.
And I think that, you know, you're writing, you're working in healing or wellness in a new way. I feel like that with travel and wellness intersect in so many ways. Again, about discovery or about who we are, feeling free to be ourselves. There's just so much around that, even when you're exploring new neighborhoods in your own, you know, in your own city or state. And so I feel like it's so good for us and expansive for us to write about different things. We don't have to, I always say this, but like women don't have to stay in one lane anymore. They probably they never did, but like we get to do all of the things and don't have to be defined by I write about X or I teach this. It can be a billion things and it's okay. We should do it all.
You know, that's fascinating. I've thought about this a lot over the years. When I did the Dr. Vodder School for Manual Lymph Drainage, which was it's one of the hardest, most extensive, specialties in the massage field by far. And when I came home, I called one of my friends who is also in the field and I said, now I want to study craniosacral therapy. And he goes, Emily, you're talking about the two most specialized things in your field. You can't. I remember this. He said, you can't do that. He said, because you're going to look like a hack. You're going to look like a jack of all trades and a master of none. So I didn't do the craniosacral training for like 15 years. I didn't do it until my child needed it. And I did it for writing The Body Heals Itself. But they were so spread out because of that. But I've always kept that in the back of my head. And I can't decide if it was stellar advice or bad advice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel the same because you know what? When I was really sick with Lyme disease and I would look at people's websites, I actually didn't like when they used 10 different techniques because I thought the same thing. But I think that when what we do and what we love falls under the same umbrella, we can present it in that way, right? Like healing the body or healing from, you know, whole body healing. There's so many things that fall under that. And so what I do with my own work is, you know, I talk about how to be your happiest, healthiest self. And that encompasses a lot of things. But for the person on the other end, you always want them to understand what you do and talk about. And so I think yours is maybe where food, the body, and wellness intersect. I mean, there's an intersection there, right? And I think that's where you're landing, and I love to see you land there because it just seems like you're in the flow, which is where we're all trying to get. So you go, girl.
Yes,
do as many things as you want.
I'm in high flow, I have to say. Now, I will say, though, on that craniosacral therapy, which is the cerebral spinal fluid and then the lymphatic, they just discovered in the past few years while I was training cranial that it's the same pathway throughout the brain. So all those years of specialty, they ended up being in the same. So when I work with my mentor who does craniosacral, I do the lymphatic, and we meet in someone's body energetically and help clear it both ways at the same time. It's pretty powerful. So I thought that was a really cool full circle recap that specialty's always been underlying pathways. Amy B. Scher, I've had so much fun having you on. You guys, go to her website, amybscher.com, and that's Amy B. S. CHER.com. Go get those books, and my heartfelt congratulations for everything that you are doing and continue. I give you the best and all my love.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks for having me.
You guys, make it a great week.